Mr. Chairman, distinguished colleagues, at the outset, Malaysia associates itself with the statement delivered earlier by the Bolivian Republic of Venezuela on the behalf of the non-alignment movement states. Malaysia welcomed this year's accessions of the State of Palestine, Niue, and Central Africa Republic to the BWC and strongly encouraged other non-member states to join the convention soon. Mr. Chairman, Malaysia recognised the importance for the state parties to undertake serious, persistent effort as well as concrete actions to strengthen national and international efforts and capabilities as stipulated in the conventions. In fulfilling the aims of the conventions, Malaysia continue to take measures to promote capacity building in the field of disease surveillance, detections, diagnosis, and containment of highly infectious diseases, primarily through enhanced collaborative effort nationally, regionally, and internationally. In this regard, I am pleased to share with the meetings that in order to enhance national capacity for the BWC implementations, Malaysia has established a national laboratory biosecurity assessment and monitoring checklist in October 2018 with the assistance of the Netherlands Biosecurity Office and ISU BWC under the European Union Extended Assistance Programme. We will conduct awareness programs and roadshow to introduce the checklist to all relevant research institutions and universities in the country to assess and monitor their biosecurity implementations. In order to enhance interactions among multi-sectorial coordinations, Malaysia will continue to organize biothreat response and reduction programs by engaging the law enforcement, public health and animal health, as well as first responder agency at the state and district level in strengthening the capabilities to detect, investigate, prevent and mitigate biothreats, especially on the deliberate release of biological agent and toxin. We are also planning programs to bridge science and security in the biological research and activities by enhancing awareness and cooperation between scientific and law enforcement communities. I wish to also take this opportunity to inform the meetings that Malaysia participated in the peer review transparency visit to the Richard Lager Center for Public Health Research of the National Center for Disease Control and Public Health in Tbilisi, Georgia in November. The wealth of knowledge and experience gained by the exercise will be used to further strengthen Malaysia's obligation to the BWC, and subsequently we plan to develop our own peer review programs between laboratories in Malaysia. Mr. Chairman, the meeting of expert health in August this year has laid out for us the necessary substantive foundations for this meeting of state party. We welcome the synthesis paper reflecting the issues discussed and common understanding reached at the meeting of experts that has been put forward. We hope the effort to conduct our work in a transparent and participatory manner could help in building consensus on the final report of the 2018 meeting of state party. We also commend the work done by the Chair and appreciate the Chair's non-paper and information note put forward in the effort to address the Convention's severely financial shortcoming. The unpaid contributions and errors are putting in danger the effective operations of the BWC and our joint efforts to ensure the meaningful intercession program. Malaysia would like to underscore that financing this convention is an obligation for all state parties. Malaysia takes its financial obligation seriously, and we will continue to provide our contribution consistently and on a timely manner. In concluding, the Malaysia delegation would like to reaffirm our commitments toward the obligation of the BWC. We would also like to reassure you of our full cooperation for the success of this meeting. I thank you.